You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. As the month of May wraps up, it could mean ramp up in wildfire season across California. This year is looking to be drier, and the state is heading into another drought. KCBX's Sydney Brandt takes a look at what the future of flames might look like locally this year.
From May through late October, it's typically all hands on deck for Cal Fire, but wildfires can take place regardless of what the calendar says. This year, there could be a potential for a heightened season.
Every year is kind of, you know, up in the air, but there are factors that contribute into the potential for having a destructive fire season. And all those things are lining up for us right now.
Cal Fire spokesperson Adonna Roscoe says due to the little rainfall received, the Central Coast is experiencing low fuel moisture levels, often calculated weekly, raising flags for fire officials.
Whether or not we get those ignitions is something else.
Cal Poly Fire and Fuels Management Professor Chris Dykus says it's already setting up to be a very scary summer. The main factors of a drought, he says, are lack of rainfall and higher temperatures. And it's temperature, humidity, and wind that all play a role in causing wildfires. Back in 2020, it was lightning, the northern parts of the state burning, brought on by Mother Nature. Here's Adonna Roscoe.
And there was just so many lightning strikes and created so many fires.
But the Central Coast has also been hit by human-caused fires. The Avila Fire in 2020, and this year, the Loma Fire in Santa Barbara, which ignited in late May. So with the bulk of the fire season still ahead and no sign of rain for several months, it's vital to be ready. While flames may be hundreds of miles away, Dykus says to prepare for the smoke this summer as you pack up for those post-pandemic trips. For KCBX News, I'm Sydney Brandt.